Can this year end already?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. More signals that the fallout continues and the economy is toast right now. The holiday shopping season has been the worst since at least 1970. That's according to the International Council of Shopping Centers. Consumer confidence has dropped to an all-time low. That's from the Conference Board in its report this morning. And home prices fell 18% between October of this year and October of last year. This morning's Case-Shiller Home Price Index looked at home values in the nation's biggest cities. Oil prices have stabilized a bit after rising in the wake of Mideast tensions. The price of light crude hovers at $40 a barrel today. And investment in alternative energy has also stabilized despite the current recession. But next year has the so-called clean tech sector worried. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sam Eaton reports.
As recently as last summer, companies making everything from solar panels to wind turbine gearboxes had months of back orders. Then everything changed.
Now there are literally warehouses in various parts of the world containing solar panels that don't have a home.
Ethan Zindler is an analyst with the research firm New Energy Finance. He says that oversupply combined with the credit crunch could spell doom for clean tech in 2009, which is why all eyes are on Obama's proposed stimulus package and any renewable energy incentives that may be part of it. But Zindler says spooked investors may already be shifting to safer and cheaper bets, like companies that make existing buildings more energy efficient.
It shows a very reliable payback over time and therefore is relatively low risk for the person who's financing it.
And it's labor intensive, which means energy efficiency projects may have a greater chance of attracting federal dollars because of the green jobs they create. In Los Angeles, I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Energy stocks have gotten a boost in trading around the world. Here at home, the Dow is up about 1%, 75 points. NASDAQ up about 1% and a third. And the S&P 500 about 1% up. European markets mostly up as well. Asian markets gained some ground for the most part. The Nikkei ended its worst year in history with a slight gain. Hang Seng was off slightly. Russia's natural gas giant Gazprom has had a booming year, especially the first half. Net profits rose by 83%, but prospects aren't so rosy for next year. From London, here's Stephen Beard.
Gazprom rode the crest of a wave in the first half of the year. The soaring price of oil buoyed up the price of natural gas. The company's profits almost tripled between April and June. But then in July, crude prices began to fall. And today they're down by almost 75% from their peak. Natural gas prices are plummeting too. Analyst Chris Grabowski says for Gazprom, the year ahead will be grim.
With most serious commentators looking to pretty weak oil prices in the first and second quarters, that will sort of drain money out of Gazprom all the way through to the middle of the year and maybe slightly beyond.
Plunging energy prices have hit the Russian economy hard. The Kremlin has spent a quarter of the country's foreign currency reserves trying to stave off a collapse in the ruble. From the European desk in London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Henry Luce Foundation, seeking to increase American understanding of East and Southeast Asia.
One of the nation's biggest auto loan suppliers, GMAC, is set to get $5 billion of bank bailout money. Just last week, the Federal Reserve approved its request to become a bank. The Treasury Department also says it will lend GM up to $1 billion more in a debt-for-equity swap with GMAC. It's looking to raise additional cash. The auto industry no doubt has good riddance on its mind for 2008. Horrible sales, a bailout of its own from the government, a global slowdown. Marketplace's Elisa Roth has been following the story. She joins us now. Elisa, it seems like the bad news just keeps coming. What's the latest?
The big news has actually been going on for several months now, and that is that nobody is really buying cars. I spoke to Michael Robinette. He's in charge of global vehicle forecasts at the consultancy CSM Worldwide, and this is what he had to say.
There's no doubt that pressures are being felt around the world. no region is really immune from the decline in demand and also the credit issues that we're seeing in the automotive industry.
In the U.S., at least, the problem is twofold. One is that people are really concerned about the economy, so they're not inclined to make a big purchase when they're not sure if they're going to have a job next week. The other problem is that it's just gotten very, very hard to get credit. So what we're seeing is across the board, the car makers are struggling. Toyota just warned that it's going to report losses this year for the first time in its history. Honda has revised its expectations for the coming year several times. Hyundai, Kia, they're all issuing profit warnings. They're all also cutting back production to make up for reduced demand. And the foreign subsidiaries of the U.S. car makers, which have until now actually been doing pretty well, are also just having a really hard time of it because nobody wants to buy cars right now.
I think the logical question would be, what can we look forward to in 2009? But given 2008, I'm not sure that's the right question. I mean, what can we look out for?
More bad news and more bad news. I think vehicle sales are expected to continue to be very slow in the coming year. So we're looking at a pretty long, rough patch here. I think that strong companies like Toyota will probably come out okay on the other end, but they really need to be thinking about what they're doing, how they're going to do it. And if one of the Detroit Three were to go under, it could have wide-ranging effects because it really could shut down the global supply chain for at least 6 months, maybe longer. And that would be a tough thing for all the companies, even the strong ones like Toyota and Honda. I think we're really looking at massive changes in how the industry works and who the major players are. Michael Robinette from CSM had this to say.
It's evolving in many different production locations in the sense that who's making the vehicles, how are they making them, how are the imports and the exports of those vehicles, where are they going in the future?
So there's plenty to watch out for, but unfortunately I don't think any of it's going to be good news.
All right, Marketplace's Elisa Roth joining us from New York. Elisa, Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you.
And share your predictions at our website, marketplace.org in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.